Our latest report shows the increase in people killed in the context of the fighting in the east of Ukraine. And that has gone up to a level which is a matter of concern for the High Commissioner and many others. And it is about now 36 individual per day on average. And I think it's a total of 2,593 people that are killed since mid-April, when the situation in the east became a major problem, with armed groups seizing territories and government forces and law enforcement and security forces try to regain control over those territories.
What kind of human rights violations are you witnessing or recording in these areas?
Well, first and foremost, our concern is about the protection of civilians, the fact that those who are not involved in the fighting should be spared, and therefore their ability to escape, if they so wish, to leave or to receive humanitarian assistance. That is something that the government of Ukraine has tried to do. They have established humanitarian corridors. They have fixed time of the day in areas where the operations were ongoing, where civilians could actually leave. But that was not safe enough, in the sense that some of the people trying to leave have been shot at, and some of them have also been killed. Secondly, there is total breakdown of rule of law in these areas. There is a reign of terror and fear that is prevailing. There are no guarantees for the rights of individuals, and everything is, in a sense, not in full respect with international norms. Individuals can be abducted, they can be detained, they can be tortured, they can face summary execution, and all of that is without any bearing with respect to the basic human rights and fundamental freedom that individuals should have in Ukraine and everywhere.
Who bears the greatest responsibility for these violations? And like we've seen in Syria, are you trying to compile a list of who bears responsibility?
Well, we do not have a commission of inquiry for the situation here, as in the case of Syria. But the Office of the High Commissioner, through its human rights monitoring mission on the ground, which has been extended by the government until 15 December 2014, has every month done an update on what we see are human rights problem on the ground, including to the extent possible where there is a need for more action on the part of the government, on the part of other interlocutors. I think that the main concern when it comes to the government is the full respect of the presumption of innocence for people, especially in areas where they have regained control. There is the issue of ensuring that the individual for which there may be cases against them, that they are brought promptly before a judge so that the legality of their detention can be determined, and whether they should be charged or whether they should be released. I think those are important issues, but equally it is very important that the fight stops and that armed groups basically stop using the guns and restore rule of law in the areas that they control, and that they engage in respectful behavior vis-a-vis the constitution, international norms, international humanitarian norms, as opposed to increasing the level of fighting, increasing the level of hostility vis-a-vis the government and vis-a-vis the operation to restore law and order and to deal with this very difficult situation in the east, which the Ukrainian government is involved in.
There has been reports of foreign fighters, arms flowing into the country. Have your monitors on the ground been able to establish who these foreign fighters are and where they are getting the arms from?
Well, I think that our reports have already identified the fact that there are reports of Russian citizens operating in support of the armed groups. This was already mentioned last time. This is still continuing. We have also statement by the leadership now, the new leadership of these armed groups, that refers to thousands of Russian citizens that are supporting them, being former servicemen or members of the armed forces on leave. These are recent statement which our monitors have not been able to corroborate. But of course, it indicates clearly that the problem is not diminishing. If I can say something, is becoming more exacerbated.